You're listening to the Hour of the Time. I'm William Cooper. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you have one more day, that's tomorrow, to get your orders postmarked if you want to take advantage of our sale. We will honor orders postmarked up to and including tomorrow only. After Tuesday, we will return your order if it's postmarked after tomorrow. So, make sure you get your orders in. Listen carefully. I'm going to give you the prices once more. And we've added something. Oh, also, the Oklahoma City tapes are gone. They're gone, folks. So, forget about those. Remember, the Oklahoma City tapes are gone. Do not order the Oklahoma City tapes. The tape we're adding, which Annie forgot to put on here, is the Waco Branch Davidian Last Will and Testament tape. That is an incredible tape. It's about 2 hours long. It is all of the Branch Davidians inside the compound under siege. And most people don't even know they did this. They videotaped every one of them, including the children. And they all tell you why they're there. And show you their wounds. And talk about what has happened to them. It is an incredible tape. Everyone on that tape, but one person, is dead. So when that tape was smuggled to us, we made it available to the American people. We copyrighted it in the name of the Branch Davidians. Let the world know that that tape exists. It was actually made for the Federal Bureau of Investigation so that the people could tell the world and the law enforcement agencies that they were not being held against their will. What these people have to say, their testimony, actually, it's their deathbed testimony, technically, is incredible. If you're a member, you can have that tape for $20. If you're a non-member, $24. Member, $20. Non-member, $24. If you live outside the United States, send an extra $5 for postage and handling. Remember, that's the Branch Davidian Last Will and Testament tape. $20 for members, $24 for non-members. If you live outside the United States, add $5 for postage and handling. My book, Behold a Pale Horse, for members, $20, post-paid. Members, $20, post-paid. Non-members, $24, post-paid. That's non-members, $24, post-paid. If you live outside the United States, add $6 for shipping and handling. The treason documents, big, giant stack, over 600 and about 30 documents, all from the law, from treaties, from the Federal Register, the Congressional Record, State Department documents, you name it. It's all there, and it proves what those lying scum traitors in Washington, D.C. are really up to. You see, it's no conspiracy, folks. It's all out in the open. They rely upon the ignorance, apathy, and stupidity of the American people to get away with what they're doing. They know you never read anything that they do in Washington. Heck, most of you don't even know what's going on in your own hometown, much less your state. And when it comes to Washington, D.C., well, let's not even talk about it. It's embarrassing, isn't it? Well, if you want to know and if you want proof, if you've had a hard time convincing people, you get these documents. They can't deny these. They're official. And if they think that you faked them or we faked them, send them down to the Federal Depository Library with a copy. Tell them to show it to the librarian and produce the exact original. And she will. The treason documents for members are $60 post-paid. $60. $60, postpaid for members. $68, postpaid for non-members. That's $68, postpaid for non-members. If you live outside the United States, add an extra $10 for shipping and handling. The Luxor video has no narration whatsoever. It was meant to go along with the Mystery Babylon series of tapes that we broadcast over 41 hours as a primer to let you exercise your abilities after having listened to the Mystery Babylon tapes and identifying the symbology and what it means. And it's actually a videotape of the Luxor Hotel and all of the symbology connected with it in Las Vegas. You will be amazed. But you won't understand one single bit of it if you don't understand the symbology, if you haven't been listening to this broadcast for a long time. And in case you want to go stay there, at the end of the broadcast, we give you the number to call for reservations. I don't know, folks. It smells like a mausoleum to me. You see, they have these palm trees in there all over the place. And they look real. And you know why they look real? Because, folks, they are real. They're real palm trees, but they're all dead. And the reason the place smells like a mausoleum is because they're all embalmed with formaldehyde. So it smells like a tomb in that place. Or at least it did to me. And I've heard other people say the same thing. The Luxor video for members, $24 postpaid. Members, $24 postpaid. Non-members, $28 postpaid. That's non-members, $28 postpaid. And if you've got to ask if you're a member or not, you're not. So don't bother asking. If you live outside the United States, add $5 for shipping and handling. And the Zapruder film, and I'm pronouncing it very carefully, folks, because we're getting orders for the Mugruder film and the Zabubu film and the Zapparato film and you name it. You guys have misspelled that name just about every way that it can be misspelled. It's the Zapruder film. And frankly, I don't understand how anybody can live in this country who knows anything about the Kennedy assassination. And if you live in this country, you better, who doesn't know that it's the Zapruder film. That also should be a point of embarrassment for some of you. Members, $24 postpaid. It is the most clear, most brilliant, saturated color copy with no frames missing whatsoever of the Zapruder film in existence that's available to the public. And we do it at the speed that the car was actually moving, not the fast speed that they usually show you on television so you don't get a chance to see anything, but at the slow speed that the car was actually moving, about 6 miles an hour. And then we do it at half speed, one quarter speed, and then one tenth speed. Then we rotoscope it for you very slowly, and then we freeze each frame for a long period of time so that you can examine in toto, in its entirety, each individual frame and see what's on it. And then we take you to Dealey Plaza and show you all the symbology there, the Temple of the Sun, Elm Street, the obelisk, the reflecting pool, the pentagrams, the Dealey Plaza in the shape of a pyramid with the eye above the pyramid being the underpass, which is under the railroad overpass. It's an incredible experience. And these videotapes are made directly from a first generation 35 millimeter color copy of the original Zapruder film, which we paid a lot of money for. And I mean a lot of money. So, members, $24 postpaid. Non-members, $32 postpaid. Non-members, $32 postpaid. If you live outside the United States, add an extra $5 for shipping and handling. The Oklahoma City intelligence training tape is gone. Do not send money for it. It's gone. We're out of them. And I don't know if we're going to make new sets or not, but right now we're out of them. We don't have any more sets. We don't have any plans to make any more sets. The Mystery Babylon series is 41 broadcast hours plus the Luxor videotape. For members, it's $208 postpaid. Members, $208 postpaid. Now, if you think you're going to save money by ordering each tape individually over a long period of time and building up the set on your own, you're not. This price will cost you half as much as doing that. folks. Believe me, don't do it. In fact, it's less than half. So members, $208 postpaid. Non-members, $232 postpaid. Members, $208 postpaid. Non-members, $232 postpaid. If you live outside the United States, add $22 for postage and handling. If you live outside the United States, add $22 for postage and handling. The 1995 audio tapes, after tomorrow, the masters will be taken away and locked up, and they will not be available. After tomorrow, the 1995 audio broadcast stereo studio quality tapes of the Hour of the Time will be retired, locked up, put away. They will not be available to purchase anymore. Members, 1995 studio quality stereo broadcast tapes of the Hour of the Time. Members, $6 postpaid. Non-members, $8 postpaid. We do this every year, folks. Members, $6 postpaid. Non-members, $8 postpaid. Members, sale ends tomorrow. Your order must be postmarked tomorrow. No later. Okay. Boy, I'm glad that's over. Don't go away. I'll be right back with some humorous things, some serious things, and the beginning of some startling information.
Come on, let's cruise, you got nothing to lose, so come on, let's cruise, you got nothing to lose, so come on, let's cruise, you got nothing to lose, so come on, hey, baby, come on, come on, let's cruise, you got nothing to lose, so come on.
Well, guess what, ladies and gentlemen, in Huntsville, Alabama, the local news reports feature recent incidents of cattle mutilations in northern Alabama. That's right. Cattle mutilations, the classic kind, cord rectums, udder gone, genitals removed, one eye removed, half the jaw cut away. Remember what I told you about this years ago and have been telling you ever since? This is not extraterrestrials, has nothing to do with UFOs. In our investigations, we find that there are present helicopters. Ladies and gentlemen, displaying lights to make people believe that they are unidentified flying objects full of little green men from someplace like Zeta Reticuli or Mars. And guess what? In Huntsville, Alabama, in the incidents of cattle mutilations in northern Alabama, the residents in the area reported hearing helicopters. and they hear large helicopters, like CH-46 and CH-47 helicopters. These things are picking up the cattle, chopping them up for some kind of illicit secret experimentation, and then they drop them on the ground, and the local residents report that little green men from Mars have been abducting and mutilating their cattle. So, put that in your pipe and smoke it. But don't get caught. Or at least, if you do, tell them that you didn't inhale. Oh, boy. Now, all of these TV cameras, ladies and gentlemen, being placed on top of light poles and at intersections all over the country, on interstate highways and in cities. And you're all wondering what that's about. And it's happening all over the nation, all over the country. On I-40, just west of Albuquerque, as you come down the hill, you can see the city spread out below you, but you're not even to the city yet. They have huge, gigantic, tall steel poles with cameras mounted on top of them. In New Jersey, in fact, everywhere, all across the country. And guess why? We knew that there had to be some explanation for this, ladies and gentlemen, and one of our people just found it. In fact, I've read this document over and over again and just skipped right over it. You see, that's why all of us working together can dig this stuff out. Because sometimes somebody will find something that every one of us missed, and this is what happened in this case. Bill, I just found something I knew existed but could only now document. State Department Publication 7277, which President Kennedy personally delivered to the United Nations, mandated these surveillance cameras which we see in our cities and on major highways. Now, for those of you who don't know, State Department 7277 outlines the combining of the military forces of the United States and Russia in three stages into what will be the peacekeeping forces of the new world government under the United Nations. We are now in stage two. He says he just located this under stage one, section F. Under stage one, section F, quote, to reduce the risks of war. And then go to item B. It states, there shall be established observation posts at such locations as major ports, railway centers, motor highways, and air bases to report on concentrations and movements of military forces. End quote. What military forces do you think they're talking about? They're talking about militias. They're talking about citizens resisting the destruction of the nation. They're talking about people who will fight Soviet troops who come to occupy the United States as peacekeeping forces. Peacekeeping my butt. There'll be occupation forces for the world totalitarian socialist government. Now, listen to this. Did you know that Senator Bob Dole is a Trojan horse? Not to mention the fact that he's a liar. Not to mention the fact that he's betrayed you on every important point that he pledged that he would not give in on. He has done that. But did you know that Senator Bob Dole co-sponsored a World Federalist Resolution in 1971 to bring about a world government? Did you know that? From 1949 to 1951, Alan Cranston served as president of the United World Federalists. Their agenda was to transform the United Nations into a world federation, and it has not changed. Cranston and the United World Federalists convinced 111 members of the House, 22 members of the Senate, and 25 state legislatures to sponsor a World Federalist Resolution to strengthen the United Nations and give it the power to enact, interpret, and enforce world law. The United World Federalist plan was to have the United States take the lead in calling for a General Review Conference, or World Constitution Convention, under Article 109 of the Charter. That's coming up soon. It's going to be called Philadelphia 2. It will be held in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, if they have their way. Through treaty-making power, the President and two-thirds of the Senate present would push the United States into a world government. Remember, folks, I told you this is all out in the open. All you do is look for it. These scum-sucking pig traitors have been destroying this country from within for many years. And you couldn't identify the enemy because you never could believe that Americans would do it. But you see, they're not Americans. They're socialist, communist traitors. They want to destroy this country so they can realize the dream of the international. One world socialist government. One class of people. One religion. Total control and ownership of everything and everyone by the state. In 1968, Alan Cranston was elected senator from the state of California, the People's Republic of California. In 1971, Alan Cranston submitted Senate Concurrent Resolution 45, which I will read to you, which is a world federalist resolution. Its whole design was to bring the members of the United Nations together to open Article 109. Whereas our founding fathers were sent to Philadelphia to strengthen the Articles and emerged with our Constitution, proponents of world government wish to hold a world constitutional convention under Article 109 to strengthen the Charter. It will be called Philadelphia II. Listen to this. Resolved by the Senate, the House of Representatives concurring. Whereas the United Nations General Assembly voted on December the 11th, 1970, to request the Secretary General to invite member states to communicate to him before July 1st, 1972, their views and suggestions on the review of the Charter of the United Nations, General Assembly Resolution 2697. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Senate, the House of Representatives concurring, that it is the sense of the Congress that, one, the United States should continue in its historic role of providing world leadership and working for modernization and reform of the United Nations and toward the establishment and preservation of a civilized family of nations in accordance with the highest aspirations of mankind. Two, the President is hereby requested to initiate high-level studies in the executive branch of the government to determine what changes should be made in the Charter of the United Nations to promote a just and lasting peace through the development of the rule of law, including protection of individual rights and liberties, as well as the field of war prevention. The President is further requested to report to the Committee on Foreign Relations of the Senate and the Committee on Foreign Affairs of the House of Representatives before June 30, 1972, the results of such studies. Three, the government of the United States should take the lead in calling for a conference to review the United Nations Charter in accordance with Article 109 of the Charter, not later than 1974. See Congressional Record, October 26th, that's October 26th, 1971, page 37490 to page 37492. Senator Bob Dole co-sponsored that resolution. If you don't believe it, check the Congressional Record for November the 2nd, 1971, page 38751. Other prominent supporters of this world government bill included Mr. Byrd of West Virginia, Mr. Church, Mr. Humphrey, Mr. Daniel Inouye of Hawaii, Mr. Mondale, Mr. Packwood, Mr. Pell, Mr. Ribicoff, Mr. Schweiker, Mr. Benson, Mr. Kennedy, of course, and Mr. Mathias. There were 69 co-sponsors in the Senate alone. Senator Dole was also a member of the United States National Commission for UNESCO in 1975. UNESCO is an organization of the United Nations. Why do you think Senator Dole supported the World Trade Organization, NAFTA, GATT? Why do you think he caved in on Bosnia, not to mention the counterterrorism bill which he is pushing and all the gun control laws which he has co-sponsored and pushed and passed? You claim to be a conservative and you're going to vote for Bob Dole? If you do, you need to be locked up and somebody needs to take the key and throw it away and forget about you. Next. This is from one of our members. Bill, you continue to be a celebrity on the far-right radio review. on Radio for Peace International. Tonight's edition on February the 19th, 1996 on 7.385 megahertz, 0600 UTC was no different. It seems that there was an article in the Arizona Republic that quotes Tim McVeigh as saying you are his favorite radio host. Seems that while incarcerated, Tim is relegated to listening to G. Gordon Liddy and Chuck Carter, but you're his favorite. The Radio for Peace International propagandist theorized that it's because of your fiery anti-government rhetoric. There's their first lie. Well, actually, their first lie was saying that I'm Tim McVeigh's favorite. He has no shortwave radio in prison, and no radio station in Oklahoma carries the hour of the time. And I doubt very seriously if they let him listen to satellite. And Tim McVeigh, I'm going to tell you right now, you lying, puke-faced, socialist, communist, stinking skunks, has never in his life made the statement that the hour of the time is his favorite radio broadcast. You're just barefaced liars. One thing he has made a statement of, though, when he lived in Arizona, he read the Arizona Republic every single day. It was his favorite newspaper. And now he listens to G. Gordon Liddy and Chuck Carter. I wish he had listened to the hour of the time, because maybe I could have influenced him not to fire the first shot if he did. And one other thing, you socialist, commie, puke-faced, soiled underwear, little ninnies. In this country, you are presumed innocent until you are proven guilty. I've also, through our people, talked to very close friends and family members of Tim McVeigh. For many years in his life, he watched I Love Lucy, which I guess, according to the logic of the socialist liars on the United Nations propaganda broadcast on Radio for Peace International, makes Lucille Ball an accomplice to the bombing of the Mira Federal Building in Oklahoma City. And listen to these lies. According to these sources of truth and honesty, your anti-government rhetoric was especially bad around the time of the Oklahoma City incident, but that you have toned it down since, as you were confronted by law enforcement officers who found some of your compadres with heavy armament and some types of explosive devices. Another barefaced lie. I am not now and have never been anti-government. The government of the United States of America resides in the document known as the Constitution for the United States of America and the Bill of Rights. I have sworn to protect and defend the Constitution for the United States of America from all enemies, foreign and domestic. And that includes communist, socialist, lying traitors. Get the message? Socialists suck. And Radio for Peace International and their so-called far-right radio review suck more than any socialists I have ever seen in my life. It's a wonder they can open their mouth big enough to say anything you can understand with all that sucking going on. I have not toned it down, and I have not been confronted by any law enforcement officers of any kind whatsoever. Period. A little two-bit traitor over in St. John's attempted to frame Barton Chow, who was one of our assistants, and he did this in partnership with his friend on the St. John's Police Department, who used his daughter, and that is child abuse, to lie. And now they've hushed it all up, and you can't even get a copy of the police report. because they all are scared to death now. Because if I force the issue, they'll have to go on a lie detector. And it's going to show that they're all lying. And it's going to put them in jail for abusing that child and trying to ruin the life of a young man. No one has confronted me, period. None of my so-called compadres have ever been found with heavy armament or any type of explosive devices. Ever. You're liars. You're nothing but stinking communist traitor liars. You are a propaganda arm of world socialism. And we all know it. And you ought to know better than to mess with me, because you haven't got the truth. But you wouldn't know truth if it smacked you upside the head. At high noon in Dealey Plaza, would you? And every time you pull these kind of stunts, you discredit yourself more. And you show the world what socialism really is. Nothing but a lie. Made up of nothing but liars. You promise the world a utopia where all people will be equal, and there will be no more pain and no suffering and no mugging and no war. Yet every socialist experiment in the history of the world has produced nothing but misery and suffering and poverty. Where you have people who pretend to work and the government pretends to pay them. And if you dare to speak your mind, you're sent off to some labor camp where nobody ever hears from you again, where they work you until you die, or they just put a revolver to the back of your head and pull the trigger. That's socialism. That's communism. That is what you propose for your new world order. That's why you have to have television cameras on poles on highways. That's why you have to have snoops on the internet reading people's private email. That's why you break down doors in the middle of the night and take family members away and seize their property and sell it without pressing any charges. For anyone being convicted of any crime, you are scum. You are liars. You are deceivers and manipulators. And as long as I'm alive, I'm going to expose you for exactly what you are. The whole world knows it. All they have to do is look at your history. Look at what you are doing now. Just thought you'd want to know. And my friend goes on to say, the best news concerning the stream of vomit was that they were receiving heavy interference from some other signal. Sounded oriental, but I couldn't tell. Please don't jam them, because they're their own worst enemy. You see, anyone who can't see through their lies, their transparent drivel vomit bullshit, deserves them and what they bring with them. Now, remember what I predicted about the Republic of Texas? Guess what was on the internet today? The Republic of Texas is sending out a message saying that their so-called president, Mr. Van Kirk, has been scheduled for assassination by a secret government agency. And I say bullshit. Nobody in their right mind is even paying attention to you people. Nobody cares about you. And there's nobody in the world that's going to take a chance of getting caught and sent to jail for executing a nut. Take your pick. Cashew, filbert, Spanish, walnut. They're all in the Republic of Texas. And I told you, I predicted that the leadership, if you could examine them, would turn out to be Masonic. Well, here's their national anthem. This was distributed at a Republic of Texas meeting on February the 17th, 1996, at the Holiday Inn at Katy Freeway in Houston, Texas. Listen to this. The Republic's Star. Lyrics and music by Shelley Cook, arranged and produced by Jimmy Kelly. Quote, "Raise up your hearts and eyes, and live your hopes and dreams so free. For in the Republic of Texas, know, your freedom is supreme. The star is bright. The truth is light." I can't go on. I'll laugh myself to death, folks. That's all you need to hear. And it just goes on and repeats itself. The star is bright, and the truth is light. Do, 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 do. Ay, Chihuahua. I can't stand it. It's incredible.
I state your name.
I state your name.
Do hereby pledge allegiance to the frat.
Do hereby pledge allegiance to the frat.
With liberty and fraternity for all.
Amen.
The time is brought to you by Swiss America Trading, folks. I can't help it. I'm still laughing. I can't keep a straight face and do this commercial. Do me a favor, and because I'm holding some more Republic of Texas bullshit in my hands. It's cracking me up. Call Swiss America Trading at 1-800-289-2646 and tell them you just had a ball tonight. Listen to the hour of the time. Ask them how you can get your hands on some real money, folks, because they've got a lot of it, and they can help you do it. I don't care if you got a little bit to spin or a whole lot.
Do you want it there?
Yeah!
Well, you know you make me wanna kick my heels up and down.
Food!
brother. You know, they put out all this stuff saying that the governor of the state of Texas is now scared and he's got 50 lawyers working on this. It's not true. We talked to the people in the governor's office. We talked to the people at the state's attorney general's office. They said, Republic of what? They don't even know who these guys are. They're not thinking about them. They're not studying them. They're not scared. There's no team of lawyers. Nobody cares. The ones that do know about them are laughing so hard they can't stand it. And here's the official response from the governor. These people just lie to you all the time. Here's the official response, faxed to me from the state of Texas, Office of the Governor, February 9th, 1996. This is dated. Has the official seal, everything. George W. Bush, Governor. Addressed to Mr. John C. Van Kirk, P.O. Box 460554, San Antonio, Texas, 78246. They're still using the United States Post Office. They've declared they're separate from the United States and the state of Texas, but they're still using the United States Post Office. And they have a zip code and a post office box. And sovereign nation, oh yeah. Return of common law summons. Dear Mr. Van Kirk, on February 6, 1996, my office received a document entitled Common Law Summons Notice of Intent to Take Oral Deposition. I can't help it, folks. And written under the letterhead of the Republic of Texas, included with this document was a coin referred to as $1 lawful silver. And you know what they told me? That also is a lie. They sent them a commemorative silver coin minted by somebody like the Franklin Mint and called it $1 lawful silver. After receiving the common law summons along with other documents previously delivered to the governor by you and your association, I am returning the original of the common law summons. You have no jurisdiction over Governor Bush, and he is not required to honor your instructions to appear under this common law summons and give testimony. Since your request for an appearance by the governor will not be honored, I am also returning your, quote, silver dollar, end quote. Oh, my God, I'm going to choke. Article 3608XX of the Texas Penal Code prohibits the governor from accepting a gift of cash unless it meets an exception provided for under the law. We are not aware of an applicable exception. Therefore, the silver, if accepted, might constitute a prohibited gift. Thank you for contacting Governor Bush. Sincerely, Alberto R. Gonzalez, General Counsel. So much for the Republic of Texas. They had something scheduled. They were going to go to the governor's, the Capitol. And I think it was going to be today. I'm not sure, but I think it was going to be today. And they were going to go there. And they were going to have a whole bunch of people there and sheriffs and all that kind of stuff. And they were going to take over. And guess what? Very prudently, they canceled it. Oh, boy. This is amazing. I am just amazed at the audacity of these people. And I'm even more amazed at the stupidity of all the people who are just falling for this right and left. What a scam. But, you know, it happens all the time that these so-called patriots, they just get scammed all the time. Whatever happened to Tommy Buckley and Treasury Gate? Wow. And how many of you really believed that somebody came from the Far East, from Singapore, and just bumped into this guy, Tommy Buckley, on the street, never knew him, didn't know anything about him, and just turned over trillions of dollars in these bank certificates and told him he could have the money if he could cash them? Oh, brother. And what was the other one? Jay Schwashinger and all these farmers and people filed a thing in court and they lost, so they filed an appeal. And then he went around and telling everybody that they filed an appeal and that they were going to win and everybody was going to get millions of dollars and Delta Force was gone to Europe and they're bringing back all the gold and all of you people were just shoveling $300 into their hands to get in on this scam. You didn't want to miss your chance to get millions of dollars back when Delta Force returned all the gold. And then they said they were changing the seals on the doors of the banks, which meant that the Treasury Department had bought back the Federal Reserve and everybody was going to get their money any minute. Oh, God. You know something? I have to apologize to the sheep of the world for calling the American people sheeple. It is indeed an insult to sheep. I can't stand it. I just can't stand it. This is incredible. I wish you people could come and spend a few days with me and see all this stuff that I see that you're never going to see. You would be going out of your minds, just like I'm doing right now. This is a nation of comedians. Did you know that? If we could just get you all together for 1 hour on HBO, we could all really be rich. Oh, man. And I mean really be rich. We could make a lot of, put Whoopi Goldberg right out of business. Oh, brother. And now the newspaper that Tim McVeigh read every single day, was his favorite newspaper in the whole world, is trying to tell you that he listened to the hour of the time, and because of that, it means I had something to do with the bombing. Oh, brother. If I'm not mistaken, I think I have in my notes somewhere that he also watched Ted Koppel every chance that he could get. So I guess old Ted Koppel's responsible for the bombing also. Oh, brother. This is amazing. Absolutely amazing. I don't know what I'm going to do, folks. I don't know how I can keep going. I just don't know. Give me one reason why I should support a nation of idiots in any cause. Just tell me one good reason why I should do that. You know, I should really start a comedy club. And I should have, you know, I should invite the Republic of Texas and the Jay Swassinger, and I should invite the militia of Montana, and, you know, we could have them debate Phil Donahue. And then we could just pick Americans at random out on the street and just ask them what the Bill of Rights is and see what kind of answer we get. Oh, brother, we could really have a great time, you know, and it would be just absolutely hilarious if it wasn't so damn tragic. Tragic. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Do you really? I wish there was some island I could go to and just get away from everybody for a long, long time. Here's another Looney Tune. This guy actually published a story in a major radio journal and said that I am a white supremacist racist. His name is Glenn Hauser. Glenn Hauser has a radio broadcast called World of Radio. Some of you may listen to it. Well, I notified the publication that I was going to sue and got my lawyers working on the task. And they went bananas and sent all kinds of apologies and printed a retraction. And then I began to be attacked by homosexual groups who claimed that I had attacked a prominent homosexual and that I was going to sue him. Well, up until that time, I never had the slightest suspicion or any knowledge whatsoever that Glenn Houser was a homosexual. I didn't know it. And it didn't matter to me. What mattered to me is he published a lie in this book. And now he's doing it again. Listen to this, folks. Glenn Houser, on World of Radio, told a story about the Hour of the Time. He said that there was a link between Tim McVeigh and the Hour of the Time. He said that the Hour of the Time was the motivation for Tim McVeigh to blow up the Muro Federal Building. And it's a lie. Glenn Houser is a liar. Aside from the fact that he's a homosexual, which means nothing to me, he's a liar. Big time liar. And I think I'm going to have to sue the little bastard again. How about that? It's amazing. And don't bother sending your letters to me. About using the word bastard, it's in the dictionary. It's a legitimate word. It's not obscene. It means someone born out of wedlock. I'm also tired of all you hypocrites out there. you low-class elitists. You make me sick. What else can we talk about tonight? Have you been watching the election? You know, folks, do you have the slightest idea what will happen if Pat Buchanan is nominated as the Republican presidential candidate? It will split the Republican Party, I can tell you right there, right now. And it will absolutely ensure Bill Clinton will win. You guys don't think things through very well, do you? Bob Dole, it doesn't matter whether you elect Bob Dole or Bill Clinton. The other guys? Oh, my. The other guys. Alan Keyes has come out, stated for the United Nations, said that he would prosecute Michael New or anybody else who disobeyed an illegal and unlawful order, because they should follow the orders even if it is unlawful and illegal. What was Nuremberg all about? And Lamar Alexander? Larry King was interviewing him tonight. His wife was there. She said she doesn't want to be first lady. Oh, my. And Pat Buchanan's sister was a guest on Larry King Live, too. And if you ask me, she's the one that would be running for president, to tell you the truth. But she's probably a member of the Knights of Malta. If her brother is, doesn't necessarily have to be, but usually that's the way it works. And all of you really think that you're going to vote your person in. If Pat Buchanan gets in, he's going to really turn the nation around. But he's sworn to obey the Pope, and he's sworn to a foreign country called Malta, and he's taken these secret oaths. This isn't about Catholic. If he was just a Catholic and wasn't a member of any secret society, I'd vote for the guy. I got to tell you right now. But I've studied this organization. I know who they are and what they're up to. William Casey was a member of Knights of Malta. Oliver North. Want me to continue? Grace. The Grace Commission. You go on and on. Knights of Malta. The Pope is calling for all Christian organizations, churches, and people to unite under him. He's calling for world government. He wants to put the headquarters of this government in Jerusalem. I've got nothing against Catholics. But I do have something against that. They go to church, worship whatever God they want. I don't care, but they're screwing around with my country and my freedoms. And I don't like that. Bob Dole was bought and paid for years ago. Bill Clinton is a screaming Marxist and is probably a closet communist. Along with his wife. Together they make one person known as Billary. That's amazing how you take two people and make one person. It's not even a whole person. Absolutely amazing. The only chance you've got to affect political change or political power is on the local level. And only if you're strong and well organized. And only if you join and back and support your militias. And prepare yourselves. Because it's coming. These people have been working for years and years and years. They put billions and trillions of dollars into it. They have their heart and soul into it. They're not going to let you get away from their new world order. Not without some kind of a fight. But also understand this. If there's going to be a fight, they must initiate it. Not us and not you. And that's why Timothy McVeigh never did anything because he listened to this broadcast. Because that's been my message from the beginning. Prepare, form militias, become powerful, exercise every reasonable and responsible way to effect change without bloodshed. Never fire the first shot. And you'd better organize. And you'd better get together under one command. If you don't, you'd just be little scattered groups across the country that will get picked off one by one until there's none left. Good night. And God bless you all.
You can make it fish. You can make it bigger than life. Your name is spelled right. I know you're gonna make it.